We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Pain in the Grass is back. It's happening Tuesday, July 30th. And then Friday, August 2nd, and then Saturday, August 3rd. Three big days at the White River Amphitheater.
Busy weekend.
Yeah.
Busy week.
Yeah, really. What a show. Lots of great bands, including Slipknot, including Volbeat, including Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie, Disturbed. And, of course, a lot of great local bands going to be on the bill. It is going to be a hell of a show. You want the tickets? Okay. You can get them right now. Go to LiveNation.com. That's where you can also, if you want to get more info about the BJ and Migs big party that we have.
That's sold out, man.
Is it sold out?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. You can't get any info. It's sold out.
Yeah.
Well, it's because I'm there.
Yes.
I didn't realize, every once in a while when we say Rev's coming, some people like return the tickets.
Yes.
Everybody kept them, right?
Okay. Rev bought all the tickets, actually.
He's being anti-social.
He just wants it all to himself.
True. Okay, then. Never mind. Just you know what? You just look for those tickets. Look for whatever you want. Just go to KISW.com so you get all the info.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B Migs. You're a loser.
It is time
to B Migs. And it's time to turn down for Thursday. Junior, baby.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Or maybe you could just turn down for Thanos.
Turn down for Thanos. That's what we're doing?
Oh, boy.
Sure, why not? I'm wearing my Thanos shirt.
Okay.
I got my bobblehead in there.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thanos Thursday.
So it does show that he does actually like to support things, because he never shows up wearing any colors for anything that we all
support
do.
Support your local supervillain.
And that's...
Blue Friday. We never see him in Seahawks gear.
No.
Mariners opening day. We didn't see him in Mariners gear.
To be fair, he's got like three shirts, so he rotates them,
Yeah, he wore this on Monday as well.
Yeah, it's not gonna...
it's all Thanos week, right?
Yeah. That's how that works.
It is funny that he owns a shirt that has Thanos on it.
Yeah, I own two shirts, but one of them's white and makes me look really fat, so I don't wear that one.
I feel your pain on that.
Yeah.
I have a couple of cool white shirts that I never wear.
I always think it's going to be a good idea. I like this shirt. I'll get it in white. Oh, yeah, it shows my man boobs. Let's not.
Yeah, white's not a good color for us.
No. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Kimberly in Enumclaw. Kimberly, are you there?
I'm here.
What's she playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Beck and Cage the Elephant over at the Gorge, and that's happening on July 13th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, you can get them now at LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Kimberly will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Kimberly, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In the nursery rhyme, how large was the spider that climbed up the water spout?
Oh, itsy bitsy.
Yes! What year of the late 80s did the TV series The Wonder Years first air?
87?
No.
88?
Yes! What kind of fruit juice is in a Greyhound cocktail?
Oh, grapefruit.
Yes! What does the A stand for in DNA?
Ooh, anatomy?
No.
Pass.
Beginning with O, what is October's birthstone?
Opal?
Yes. What year of the late 60s was Stanley Kubrick's 2001 released?
67, 68,
no. 69. 68, yes. Snooki and Pauly D got their start on what MTV reality show?
Ew, Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Nice.
Who was the governor of New Jersey from 2010 to 2018?
Ooh, the fat guy.
Wow.
Pass.
What actor played Howard Hughes in The Aviator?
I love him. It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Yeah, he urinated in bottles in that movie and left them around us.
Didn't he keep slippers that were like old Kleenex boxes or something too? And super long fingernails.
Interesting guy.
Yeah. See, that's what happens when you become super rich and decide that everyone's against you and have all those fun things.
I know. See?
That's why. Is that what you're aspiring to?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying. I don't have the cash, but I can do all the other things.
Someday, BJ, someday. Let's, actually, no. Hey, Steve, you're here.
Hey, there he is.
Hi, guys.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
In the nursery rhyme, how large was the spider that climbed up the water spout?
Extra large.
No.
Big enough?
No.
That's it, big enough.
I got behind her. I don't know. Spider size.
No.
Got behind her? What's nursery rhyme? A YouTube.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey. Wow. What year in the late 80s did the TV series The Wonder Years first air?
88.
Yes. What kind of fruit juice is in a Greyhound cocktail?
Grapefruit.
Yes. What does the A stand for in DNA?
Adults.
No.
Acid.
Yes. Beginning with O, what is October's birthstone?
Oprah.
No.
Opal.
Yes. What year of the late 60s was Stanley Kubrick's 2001 released?
1969.
No.
Oh. 68?
Yes.
That's it. Nice.
Snooki and Pauly D got their start on what MTV reality show?
Jersey Shore.
Yes. Who was the governor of New Jersey from 2010 to 2018?
Joe Piscopo.
No.
Doug. Fat guy. Crap.
Don't hate yourself.
Christie. Chris Christie.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a tie.
I don't know. Did we let him get that left?
No.
The music was long.
All right,
I was going to say.
I'd argue against myself as well on that one.
I was going to give it to him because he was punching himself in the face, knowing
it. You can't give it to him because I get to play this special song because of these Beck tickets every time.
Right, fine. Congratulations, Kimberly. You are the winner.
Woo! Good job, Kimberly.
Yay.
Yeah, see that? And
good job, Steve. I tried, Steve.
Yeah, I can.
Woo!
Oh yeah, baby.
I do love the fact that both Kimberly and Steve went, the fat guy.
Yeah, poor Christy, man. I bet he's a big boy though.
She did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad. Not
but
really.
He is a bigger guy. I know, it's one of those things.
That's so sad that both of us could only think of him as the fat guy.
The fat guy.
If he was a little more likable, I think I'd feel sorry for him, but he comes off as so unlikable.
If he didn't pull off some mob type stuff, shutting down the beaches and then going on the beach by himself.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want to have alone time on the beach. Do you blame him?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And if you're a bigger guy, you don't want people to see you shirtless. So what best way to avoid that?
Yeah.
Shutting down the beach.
All right, that's a good point.
These are all good points.
The only one that you missed, Kimberly got correct. In the nursery rhyme, how large was the spider that climbed up the water spout? The itsy bitsy spider. It's itsy bitsy.
That's how large it is. It's itsy bitsy. That's an investment professional term, by the way. Because you can also get a bikini that size, too.
Oh, yeah. Teeny weeny. Polka dot.
Yeah.
Bikini.
Itsy bitsy.
Yeah.
Itsy bitsy. Well, congratulations to Kimberly on beating Steve this morning.
Steve's not going to be happy with himself.
How stupid am I?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Let's see. It's what? Almost 7 o'clock? We might be able to get it done in 3 hours. I'll get back to you.
Wow.
Okay. Going to get my best people working on it, like Vicky.
Yeah.
There you go. When it comes to stupid, she's an expert.
Yes.
So I mentioned this quickly earlier today. The dating app Bumble.
Okay.
They're launching a new feature that uses AI to warn you when someone sends you an unsolicited picture of their junk. It's the private filter is what they're going to be doing.
So what? It'll be like, yo, John over here sending his Johnson.
Yeah, it's kind of like, remember the hot dog detector that Jang came up with on Silicon Valley?
Oh my gosh,
Not hot dog. I mean, this is pretty much, somebody did it for real life. And so you can tell, you'll be able to see if there's someone sending you their hot dog.
Vicky, I bet you'd like that feature for Facebook.
Actually,
Is that where you get most of your dong pics?
I'd say Facebook and Instagram for sure.
Instagram.
Yeah, they need it.
Will they also tell you like what the guy's packing? Because maybe, hey, look, it's a dong pic, but it's rather impressive.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if they're going to do that, but I feel like that if you want that as an option, Steve, you can get it. We'll see if we can put it out there.
Right. Warning, a dong pic coming, but it's hilariously small.
Or hilariously weird looking.
Yeah.
There's one that was like a really small sweet potato. It was just very, I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
I can't believe somebody would send a small sweet potato package to you. I don't know what they're thinking.
I mean, I guess you got to be proud of yourself because someone has to, right?
I do like they're calling it the private detector.
Okay, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to roll out in June. And basically, yeah, it'll tell you. They say, I think, 99% accuracy.
Well, we need to test it, BJ.
All righty. Okay, Danny. Mm-hmm. Oh, Danny sounds thrilled. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yeah, it'll blur it out until you decide whether or not you want to open it.
That's cool.
Well, we could probably get like one of Vicky's friends, battery operated friends, and see that if that passes the test, because they look like that, don't they? Some of them.
Why don't we go old fashioned? Take a picture. Like I'll just put my hand in my pants and stick my thumb out through the zipper.
Oh yeah,
do that old fun thing.
Okay,
and see what happens.
Yeah.
Warning: there's a picture of a man's dong and it has a thumbnail on it.
Yeah, or you could get like a cucumber, something like that from the store.
I feel like they'd be able to tell it's not.
Well, what if you do like black and white filter over it? Because then you wouldn't see the green.
Yeah. Or what if you're dating the Hulk? What do you know? What's going on?
I mean, these are all very valid questions.
And I guess Bumble works. I recently had some lunch with somebody who said they met somebody on Bumble.
Oh, I thought I was like, she said lunch with someone I met on Bumble. I was like, BJ, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, no. I know, but
what is Bumble? I mean, I know it's a dating site, but is it like a Plenty of Fish where you expect to get nasty on there?
I don't think so.
It's actually more for people who are serious about finding a relationship.
I love how Steve's like, do they expect to get nasty? Why would they have a private parts detector on a get nasty site? Like, well, I mean, that would be...
City folks just don't get it.
You're right, I don't get it.
From what I heard, it was Tinder, but only the women can, like, initiate the conversation.
Yeah
that's what it says on the thing. Yeah.
So and Tinder's changed into a legit relationship-seeking situation, right?
For some.
Yeah. All right.
I think all of these websites, they work for some for being a legit dating thing, and then for others, it's just raunch fest.
And for me, I feel like a legit dating site is one you have to pay for to get all the features, and Bumble's one of those.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so they
Bumble and Hinge, you got to pay to see all the cool features.
Wow, it's an interesting name because in other countries, something that rhymes with Hinge makes it sound like a very bad thing. Do you know that word, Vicky? You went to England. Oh, you don't know that word?
No.
Oh. Oh, no, you don't know. They use it on South Park.
Yeah.
To talk about Oprah's thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe you.
Oh, you've never heard it? You traveled to Europe. I thought you'd know that word.
Well, surprisingly, I didn't have many people calling or saying that to me. So.
Hello, could I see your rhymes with Hinge?
You were getting that bangers and mash, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
If she showed her rhymes English with Hinge, she would have.
Damn. Someone says, PSA, dudes need to stop sending dong pics after talking to a woman for 10 minutes on Plenty of Fish.
Exactly.
Yeah, wait 20 at least.
Yeah, 20 is the standard time.
See, like, it's one of those, like, love-hate. Like, I think it's really funny, but at the same time, it pisses me off when someone sends me a dong pic out of nowhere. Like, someone asked, I said, hey, what are you doing today?
it was an RKO out of nowhere in wrestling.
Right. It's like, oh, I just got my back piece touched up. And he's like, oh, can I see your tattoo? I showed him a picture of my tattoo and then dong pic. I'm like, what? This escalated quickly. Why?
Yeah, that's really
I
want to
know the thinking. Like,
I mean, you showed a part of your body. He's showing you a part of his body. Did it have a tattoo?
Like, no, it didn't have a tattoo. Oh, that was the disappointing part.
Oh, that was the part of it. And your back pick didn't show anything else but just your back.
No, it was just my back. Someone else took the picture, and it was just
weird.
My tattoo.
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, if
I think it's odd when you've shown it to us before that guys will just like unsolicited, not even having at least the guy was a gentleman and had a conversation for a second with you.
We went on a date before, yeah.
But some guys just straight up, that's like the hello is the dong.
Oh, you went on a date with this guy?
Yeah, he was vegan, so. And I talked about him. He's the guy that wore the exact same outfit for both dates we went on. It was a ripped Marvin the Martian shirt that was very old, cargo pants, and then those toe shoes.
The toe shoes is where
And he sent you a dong pic.
I mean, you kind of expect it when you're going out on a date on toe shoes.
Right, and then we went to a vegan restaurant. I'm like, cool, not my jam. And then we went to another vegan restaurant. I'm like, okay, I can't live like this.
So you had two dates with him, and if you had two dates with him, I don't know, Steve. If you have two dates, is it dong pic time after two dates?
No!
In fairness, maybe he's just trying to show you that there's certain types of meat that he's okay with handling. I don't know.
point. Yeah, I feel like
it's not okay after two dates just to send a dong pic.
We never talked about anything dirty. I think had we done that and kind of flirted in that direction, sure.
Two dates and nothing. There was no flirtation, no talk or anything.
Like, I mean, he acted very hippie-like. I just didn't know what was washed and what wasn't.
I mean, fun fact, that's how Danny got his job. He, on the job interview, after he almost bombed that, he sent you a dong pic.
I did.
And it worked out well.
I would think after two dates.
You're welcome.
I would think after two dates, you know if she's into you or not, don't you? Like, like there should be some sexy talk. There should be some physical interaction. Well, you know, not two dates.
No, I mean,
the rule used to be after three dates, you go all the way. That was the unofficial rule.
The unofficial rule. Not everybody subscribed to that rule. I know that for a fact when I was dating back in the day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I think it's case by case. If she wasn't having any flirty conversations with the guy and wasn't, like, going down that kind of, you know, playful, naughty banter talk kind of a thing, then I don't think that gives the guy the green light to think that it's time to send a dong.
No, I'm not saying it is. My point being is I'm done with that relationship. Like, if there's no flirty talk or nothing after two dates, then there's no spark. And there's no spark, what am I talking to this girl for? She's not into me.
Maybe they had a bad couple of experiences and they want to kind of take it slow this time.
Oh, no, I'm out.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I'm not saying he should send you pictures after two dates. I'm just saying if there's no flirty talk or no spark after two dates, I'm done.
Talk?
Well, you can tell there's sparks. You know, you're talking a little bit about sex. You're definitely talking, you know, some sexy talk in some way, shape, or form. You're definitely kissing. There's got to be some kissing and maybe even a little groping after two dates, or otherwise I'm out.
Oh.
Groping after two dates?
Well, a little something.
Wow.
There's got to be a little something. The first date, if it goes well, I think.
Why do you have a rule with that? What if, like, you met somebody?
I don't got a lot of time, Steve.
You know, that's true. You're one foot in the grave. Solid point.
Yeah, I don't got a lot of time.
Old people, when they start dating again, like the really old people, they'll get married within, like, a couple months.
Right.
But even still, though.
Their BS filters out.
Yes.
But, Vicky, I just feel like if you're not feeling a spark after two dates, I mean, like, there's got to be some kind of romantic spark after two dates.
It might be a spark, but maybe you're just being cautious.
Yeah, it's weird. Because as a girl, you know, you want to put out that flirty energy, but then you're worried that the guy's either going to think you just want to hook up and potentially not want anything else, or he's going to think you're a whore and think bad of you, and then, you know.
Oh, see,
And that's the crappy part.
I don't play those games.
There's no winning.
I'll tell you, like, I don't do this, I don't do that. You're married, right? What does it even matter?
Well, because with my wife, I remember it was pretty quick as far as, like, we dug each other. It was apparent after the first date that we dug each other, and the second date even more so. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, otherwise I'm out. And I didn't date a whole lot, but it was like, yeah, I'm not feeling anything here, I'm out. Or you're not feeling anything here, and I'm not feeling you feeling me, I'm out. No, I just think it's
one person says BJ's been only one woman in his life. How are we supposed to take him seriously on anything about dating or sex?
Well, you know if you're a guy, if you pay attention, if a chick is into you, don't you?
Yeah, you can tell if someone's into you, but that doesn't mean necessarily you're going to start having these naughty conversations. I mean, there's been situations I've been in where I'm just like, okay, I'm digging this person. I feel like they're digging me, but I could tell that the way they move is a lot slower than maybe the person I dated the time before or the time before that. Everybody kind of has a different pace to what they want to do when it comes to the next stage of their relationship. I'm not going to ditch somebody after two dates because they're not going fast enough.
And I think you're kind of basing it on my previous experience. I've been trying to slow things down now in my older age. You know, almost 30.
She's buying houses.
Yeah.
She's got little Prince Steve as a foster thing.
A foster thing. Wow.
Foster child.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well, Steve,
that's fair.
Look,
that works.
Look, as slow as people will go, but you can tell if somebody's into you. That's what I'm saying. Vicky was obviously not into this guy, and she went out on two dates, and it didn't improve after the second date.
Well, the fact that I didn't ghost him and I responded meant that I was okay with talking to him.
Yeah, but you can tell when someone's into you. I don't see. I would have
gone to two vegan restaurants if I wasn't cool with him.
See?
And that, where are you now?
Yeah.
Well, she's got a picture of his dong. Yeah. That's where she's at.
Yeah, you hated his stupid Marvin the Martian shirt. You were looking at him like he wasn't clean. You can tell when, like, somebody, you know, you were trying. You can tell when someone's trying and tell when someone's, like, really into you. Like, you know, when people are into each other, they don't have to talk sexy, but you can just feel the magnetism. No, is it me?
No, I don't disagree with the whole idea of a spark being there.
Yeah.
But I do disagree that you, after two dates, that things should be to the point where you feel comfortable sending a penis pic or a grope.
Oh, I agree. No, you got to wait to 3 days before you send the
penis
pic.
Thank you. I'm glad that we could see eye to eye on this.
No, you're right about that.
Third eye, of course.
Yeah, and when do you send the... never mind.
No.
Vicky knew where I was going to go with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, we got a listener that messaged us a very crazy story about a time that he cost his dad his job. Oh, yes, it's for my son? Okay. What did he do? I'll tell you at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We got this message from Nate. He said, "Hey guys, yesterday you read a text asking, what was the worst trouble you got into as a kid?"
Oh, yes.
And Nate's like, "I got a story. And what I did was so bad that my dad got fired from his job." Ooh. And he's like, "My pops doesn't let me live this one down. Still doesn't let me live it down." He says, "Back when I was around 7 or 8, my dad's boss had our family and a couple of other families over. The boss had been painting in his house, and I was outside, and the garage was open, and his paint and roller was there. I thought it would be fun to grab the roller and paint his car."
Oh, dear.
Wow. Wow. "I painted a great deal of his El Camino with a beautiful shade of ivory white eggshell interior house paint."
Nice. I've always wanted a white car.
"This car was my dad's boss's baby, and needless to say, my dad was unemployed soon after that."
Whoa.
"I think I was grounded for 3 months, LOL."
Fun fact, they worked at Mako. It was very odd.
No. Oh, yeah. 7 or 8 years old, and you just decide you're going into the garage and you're going to do this. Wow.
No point thought this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't remember what life was like as a 7-year-old. It's been a couple minutes since I've been there. But I got to imagine you have the ability to know that this is not a good idea.
I remember it being that age, and I know I would have got my butt whipped. I just know that. There's no way I would have done that.
Like, I don't even know what is a good age where you could get away with that and you just chalk it up for being just a dumb kid.
You have to be like 5 or 6,
right? 4 or 5?
I feel like even younger if it's his baby.
I think as soon as you can walk and use your arms, then that's the right age where you can do stupid stuff like that. But 7, you should be better than that.
Yeah, that's why five or better than that. 5 or 6, he said 7 or 8, and I, you know, sometimes people will underestimate. I wonder if he was even older than that, to be honest with you.
I was 19.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah, that's what Nate did. He basically got into the garage of his dad's boss's house and painted his car with house paint.
Now, if you're the dad, do you blame the boss?
Oh, well.
I mean, that seems a bit of an overreaction.
Yeah. It depends on the job. Is it a career?
Yeah. That's a tough one, dude. I mean, man.
You don't make him pay for the repainting or something, but don't fire him.
I am screaming at my kid, though. I am so pissed at my kid.
Oh, yeah.
I know me, because 7 or 8 years old when Joey and Sarah were that age, I'm out of my mind.
Because you got to think the boss is decent enough that he's like, "Hey, co-workers, come on to my house. Let's all have a good get-together. Let's have a picnic or whatever it may be." I don't know why picnic, but, you know,
let's have a picnic.
A barbecue. Let's have a good time. And then that happens.
I know, dude. Oh, and it's your car, like an El Camino, you know, so that was like his baby. Oh, it's even worse. It's not like it's just like a family car or whatever. That was probably a sweet car that you own.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right, so Nate, man, that's a story. Got into a lot of trouble for painting his dad's boss's car with house paint. What about you? What is the worst thing that you got in trouble for as a kid? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What's the worst thing you got into trouble for as a kid? Your calls, your texts after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So our listener, Nate, talked about the time he got into some big trouble for painting his dad's boss's car. Got into the garage, got some house paint, and started painting the boss's favorite El Camino during an employee party that the boss was hosting at the house. And that got dad fired. That was pretty bad. What is the worst thing you got in trouble for as a kid? He got 3 months grounding for that one. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And again, the worst thing you got into trouble for as a kid.
So he says, at 12, I was joyriding in my mom's car. I drove it to my uncle's garage. Needless to say, I got quite the beating.
Oh, yeah, dude. Damn. Yeah, it sucks, man. You know, there's a lot of things I did as a kid. I got in a lot of trouble because I don't know what they had. They were like, I don't know if it was hard cider or what they were doing with the but my buddy's dad had a gigantic just glass jar of apple cider like at their front steps. Just, it was huge.
Huh.
And I have bad aim, and so I never hit anything, but I kept trying to hit this thing. And but, of course, one day, I just throw a rock and wasn't trying to hit it. And the dad was out on the steps, and the rock curved and smashed right into that thing. It was, oh, man, I was in so much trouble for that. And there were times. The trouble was, the irony is, I used to try to do it, then run away. Because yeah. I used to not get along with that guy's, that kid's dad. He used to yell at me all the time. I'm like, I'm going to show you.
Oh, I'm sure that endeared him.
And then I couldn't do it ever. I never could hit it no matter what I did. And then one day I really wasn't trying to. We were just throwing rocks around and it curved. It was just like curvy rock. I'm like, oh, no, this is no. The guy's right at the stairs. And it just blows up in front of him. Wow. And I'm just like, God, I suck. I wanted to do this, but I didn't want you to see me do it. And I'm like, oh, and yeah, that was not good.
Speaking of rocks, one Texas says, my third son drew a picture on a rental car with a rock. He was like 4 or 5.
Oh yeah. They see, 4 or 5 years old is the age. Nate being 7 or 8 years old when he did it. He's aware. You're in school. You've had a couple of years of school at that point. They teach you about don't be an idiot. I mean, they really do.
I almost feel like dad's going to be like, why do you hate me?
Yeah.
Oh, why
yeah.
did you do this?
Oh, yeah.
See, I didn't get in a ton of trouble. I was the apple of my mom's eye, of course. As you could just ask her and she'll tell you that.
Yeah,
my brother, on the other hand. But I would sometimes be... I would get in trouble just because of guilt by association. Like one time I decided, oh, well, my brother's like, let's go. I got a car. Let's go drive around. I'm like, awesome. Well, I didn't know that. Like my brother took this car without the person knowing and it wasn't his property.
Oh.
I think they call it stealing.
Oh, that's what it was.
And I was in the car with him.
Nice going, buddy. You're just like, oh, this is great. My brother got a car. I'm not going to ask how we got it.
My brother liked driving. My brother was a problem child back in those days. He liked to drive fast, too. So, like, yeah, we got in a lot of trouble.
Another success story, by the way, for the military.
Truly.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I mean, truly.
Yeah.
Where my brother is at now to where he was in his teen years, it's surprising.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's the best.
Yeah.
And he's my hero, man. I'm not saying that as a joke. Like, he's legitimately my hero.
And when you tell me the stories of his previous, you know, before he got into the military, it's like, oh, here's a dude that the military really fixed up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they figured him out.
Yeah.
And they got him on the right... to go in the right direction in life. Because honestly, he was going in a direction that probably would have meant behind bars.
Oh, wow.
For some of the things that he was doing.
There we go.
And then I'm all on board because I'm just a little brother just following around aimlessly.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get in the car.
Yeah,
which car is this? Don't ask.
Don't tell.
How much is the age separation between
3 years.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
He's old enough to know better, and you're just like, I'm going to follow suit.
Yeah. Awesome. I was like, this is great. We're taking a walk on the wild side.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. 206-421 on Rock, Texas, and 77999. Dave in Seattle, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how you doing? I remember when I was a kid, I must have been about 13 years old or 14. My mom invited one of her college friends over to stay at our house, and she got up to take a shower the next day, and I knew she was in the shower, so I was peeking through the keyhole at her, and I didn't hear my mom coming, and she kicked me in the butt and called me a pervert.
Oh, there you go. How old were you, Dave?
My dad asked me to describe everything in detail that I saw.
Oh, boy. So she was definitely one of your mom's attractive friends.
Yeah, this was before they did shaving, and this is back in the 60s where everything was, she looked like a wet mop. Everything was, you know, like that.
Well, there you go. Well, that's a great description for your father. Tell me everything. Well, Dad, have you seen a wet mop? That's kind of what went on. And how old were you again, Dave?
I was 13 at the time.
Oh, you see, you know, I mean, again, we, you know, Dave and I are similar ages. We did not have pornography at our disposal. We might have got magazines hidden places. So to be able to see a naked woman was really like the Holy Grail.
National Geographic was like the go-to, and that's, looking back on it, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, that in the Sears catalog was pretty much all you really had.
The bra section.
Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah.
Not that I know anything about that.
It was lean times for us kids.
But we really made it work, man.
Yeah, we did.
Not us together.
Don't look at me when you're telling me how you made it work, Steve. I don't want to see the I don't want to see the vinegar strokes. I don't really want to see them.
I wasn't going to show them to you.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Yeah.
One person says, when I was 7, my mom and dad were divorced. My dad gave my mom several $1,000, and I took it and gave about $1,000 and hundreds to the neighbor kids. Got my ass beat.
What?
Just handing out
$100 bills, handing out the Benjamins.
How about this one? I got in trouble for trimming a penis shape in the bush that my dad told me to trim at 7 in the morning.
That's awesome. That is
Why would he get in trouble for that? That is amazing. Yeah. I'd be proud.
And that's what you get for making someone do lawn work or do any kind of outside work at 7 in the morning.
Yeah. Now, you got to be a shrubologist at that point. If it really looked like a penis, then that kid knows what he's doing. You got to get him a job like making all those fancy shrubs, all those shapes.
Oh, he owns a landscaping company. No, that'd be awesome.
That would be pretty funny if that was his calling. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Jeff in Seattle. Jeff, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad, Jeff. What you got for us?
So, when I was younger, my dad got me a BB gun. And I started shooting like aerosol cans and then I started like putting like a little like fire next to them or whatever, and then they'd catch on fire, and I'd do like one with just a little bit of aerosol in it.
Oh, here we go.
Like a little, yeah, it got bad. So it would just be like a little puff of fire, and then of course you gotta like step it up a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
So, I took a full can of aerosol, some kind of paint or something, and then put it inside a doghouse.
Oh,
that we had.
Here we go.
What?
And then I lit the little fire next to it. And then I remember the distinct sound of like the tink of the BB and then the hiss and then like a deep roar of the fire coming out of the doghouse. And it looked like a rocket. And I was standing right like 10 feet away from it behind the chain link fence, and I just remember like the feeling the wind blowing me as this like raging fire was coming towards me, and then my mom came running out of the house screaming at me like, "What the F are you doing?"
Oh yeah, oh, those are the moments. How old were you, Jeff, when this was going down?
I was probably about eight, you know, 8 or 9, something like that.
See, if you're 8, and this proves my point about the guy that painted the car. Because the guy, Nate, said he was 7 or 8. If Jeff could put together all these elaborate contraptions to blow up a doghouse at 8 years old, you know what you're doing by painting somebody's car at 8 years old out of the garage, and he got his dad fired.
I think he just wanted to see the world burn around him.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Everyone's the Joker is what's going on.
So he says, my dad got pulled over for a headlight out. Cop asked if he was drinking. I answered for him with a yes. And I pulled the bottle out from underneath the seat. I was 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, no.
Like, you can't hate on the kid. What the hell were you doing, Dad?
That would be me. Yes. Yeah. My dad used to get so mad at me if I did. Because I'd pay attention to cash registers, and whenever they would underring them up, I would, you know, be like, hey, that's a mistake. And my dad got a, you know, he ushered me out of the store because he got like $1,000 cabinet for like 10 cents because they just screwed it up somehow. And I was like, well, that doesn't seem right. Shut up. And he just looked at me.
It's a huge markup.
Oh, I know, dude. It was, you know, and his logic was, they all make money. It's about time I get something. I'm like, okay.
It's a very solid point.
Yeah, it's a very, very solid point. And, you know, I'm in school all day long. Don't steal. Don't do this. Be alert. You know, they're telling you to always watch out. Make sure you do the right thing. And here,
don't dime your father out.
Well, I thought I figured the poor cash register lady. You know, and yeah, that did not work out well.
I do remember one time my mom getting really, really mad to the point where she never would want to ground me, but because I think she'd rather me just be outside and leave her alone so she could watch her soap operas. But she grounded me for this one, was that when she finally realized that I was, whenever we would go shopping at the mall and we'd go by the toy stores, I would grab the G.I. Joe action figures and throw them in her shopping bags. So, like, you know, whatever she bought, and I'll just take them and just put them in there. And so, in a way, I wasn't stealing. I mean,
your mom was.
My mom was shoplifting.
Quite obvious.
Without knowing it. And then when she realized it, when we got, usually I would be quick enough to get them out before.
Oh, yeah.
She went through her bag, but she saw it and freaked the F out. Brought it back.
Yeah.
Yelling at me. Got grounded.
Oh, damn, dude.
Those G.I. Joe dolls were not cheap.
No, they weren't. How else are you supposed to get them?
My allowance wasn't good enough where I could afford to buy one.
Plus, they were going on a mission. They were, you know, they were sneaking out of the store. They had to break out.
Right. They had kung fu grips.
Yeah.
Gung Ho needed to get out of that store.
He did. That's awesome.
I see your son's in the room.
Oh, this will be fantastic.
Joey D's nuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got in trouble a lot. Back when I was 8 or 9, I qualified for this really awesome magic tournament in Disney World.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and we flew down there.
Set up to a start.
I know, it sounds bad. But no, they're really expensive cards, right? And I went to the convention center before the tournament and like got this cool competitor's jersey. It looked like a soccer jersey. I was like the half happiest kid because I'm like, oh, I've made it. This is it. So I get on the bus with my dad going back to Disneyland with all these kids. And I don't have my magic bag. I've lost it. But I don't know it. And BJ looks at me and he goes, where are all your magic cards? And I'm like, I don't have them, Dad. But I have this sweet jersey.
This was not my finest moment.
It was like the Kool-Aid man. He turned bright red, grabbed the jersey out of my hand, and goes, you don't have your cards? Those cost thousands of dollars. I bet Sally wants this stupid jersey. It doesn't cost a dollar. And just throws it across the bus.
You threw the jersey?
Oh, I was so mad at him.
Did wow. Sally get it?
I don't know who Sally was. She was the lucky recipient. Joey always lost stuff as a kid, and really, as I look back
did
on it...
Did you have
it,
to get the jersey back?
I got the jersey back. I still have it, but I didn't get the cards.
Does it fit?
No.
I feel so bad about that whole moment, because he really was a little kid, and he had...
It's supposed to be the happiest place on earth, BJ.
Yeah, but we were competing, Steve. I was like one of those coaches.
What was the competition? Who's the worst parent? I won that one.
Yep.
But he'd gone so far. He'd won the local tournament, then he won a regional. We went to New York City for the regional tournament, because this was for college scholarship, because Wizards of the Coast used to give them out for kids, because you can't give kids money, apparently, at that age, so you give them college scholarship.
Which is hilarious. Like, you're basically like that overbearing parent in sports.
I was.
With, like,
oh, yeah.
Kid, like, being, you know, you better throw that ball every day when you get home.
Oh, the Tiger Dad.
But yeah. It was a happy time. We were actually having a happy time.
Do you agree, Joe?
Until it wasn't happy until that time.
Oh, until that point, it was great.
Okay. So, and I brought Sarah and Kathy. It was a nice little trip, and it was, you know, I couldn't have expected it. I wouldn't have minded so much, except those cards are hard to replace, and you can't play in the. It was what they call a constructed tournament. You have to bring your own deck. So once he lost that deck, he couldn't be in the tournament anymore. And I'm like, dude, you can't play. This is for the scholarship money. It's like just losing all your equipment. Like if you're trying to be in a cooking competition. You don't bring all your knives, everything are gone.
Right. See, I was a smart ass too, though. I was like, but Dad, isn't this jersey really cool?
You're more excited about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I feel badly because, I mean, he's a little kid. I should have been paying attention to his stuff, and I just wasn't. You know,
everyone else on the bus was so happy to be at Disneyland except for me.
Yeah. Oh, it was not good. It was so bad.
Did you ever blow over? Did you ever get to enjoy the rest of the vacation, or was that was just the end of the vacation?
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
Well, I had to go out and pay ridiculous money to replace his deck. I went crazy running around replacing all of the cards because at least I knew the deck that he had. And my God, it was expensive to replace those friggin' cards.
It became a life lesson, Steve. Every single person we had to interact with to get the cards back, he'd stop and give me a lecture. He'd be like, you see Ted over here? Ted's charging me $50 for this card because he knows you're an idiot and you lost your cards.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I was so angry.
Man. So how'd you do for the tournament?
I actually did really bad the first day. Went 2-4.
Because you didn't have the right cards.
I was so depressed at that point. But no, the second day I went 4-2, and I think I ended up winning like over $1,000 or something. So.
Yeah, he did win some stuff. Yeah, I don't know if we actually. I don't know if we completely replaced your deck, Joey. Either I always felt that, you know, first of all, you probably felt real bad because your father was an idiot and just treating you like crap, and also you didn't have all the cards you had that you needed. So we did the best we could, but he didn't have the deck he should have had to go into it.
Get how old this was, though. I lost the most valuable thing I lost was a first edition Charizard, because that was back when Pokemon cards had just started launching their TCG, and that was worth, you know, a bunch of money.
It was like a TCG.
I don't want to know.
Sorry,
yeah, asking those nerd questions,
no,
Steve.
No, do it, Steve. Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, Danny.
So I'm seeing like that Charizard card anywhere between, you know, $5,000 used, but in mint condition. Somebody's trying to sell it for $50,000.
For all we know, it's that person,
right?
He lost that. That was another reason.
Oh, man.
That was another reason. I was just like, are you kidding me, kid?
Somebody get BJ a jersey so he can throw it.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, I would hope that would have taught him stuff. I don't think it has. I don't think it's on a minute.
I don't lose anything anymore, so rarely.
Yes.
Rarely.
Good for you. All right. Well, we got this well-known sports star quit his job as a team executive because the owner accidentally sent him emails of her talking about him behind his back. You're going to hear what happened at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll schedule usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.